of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're here, there, and everywhere today. I'm in Israel, and here until next Monday, actually, enjoying the sights and the sounds and the people in this wonderful country. In New York City, my colleague Roberta Fasanelli and my friend, and my colleague and my friend Maria Bailey, both are at the symposium put on by Liz Claiborne every year. The opportunity we have to have discussions about a very important issue, abuse, domestic violence, that sort of thing. The theme, love is not abuse. There's an iPhone app that I've been talking about. It's a great resource that demonstrates the dangers of the digital dating scene. There is a problem with this sort of thing, not just in America, but all around the world. And during the course of this hour, we're going to devote all of the hour to this event and the issue. One of the things that I do want to talk about, Roberta and Maria, the former president of Israel was sent to jail yesterday because he raped one of the members of his staff. And it's astonishing. News, you know, the president, it would be like, compare it to the president of our country, being accused by one of his staffers of raping her and then having to go to jail. I think it's a 7-year sentence, as a matter of fact, as Moshe Katsav is his name. It's amazing. It's an astounding story. So I want to spend some time on that and its correlative value in America. First, though, joining us is Jimmy Briggs, who is the founder of the Man Up campaign. And this is sort of like we've had a couple of these organizations. Jimmy, thanks for being here, first of all. I think what this does is give me hope. Most of the time, most people think that men are the perpetrators and that men don't do anything with regard to other men that they know who are committing these sorts of acts. And so what we are finding through this conversation is that there are organizations like the Man Up campaign that do focus on the issue of domestic and gender violence with men working with other men, basically, and young people as well. Is it the assumption here, Jimmy Briggs, who's the founder of the Man Up campaign, that those who abuse their spouses will abuse their children as well?
Not necessarily, Doug. I mean, first of all, thank you for having me on this morning. And, you know, to your point, I think the case with the Israeli president, you know, serves the larger issue because it's really a matter of what the social norms are, what society is telling people about violence, and it's like acceptance at all levels. I mean, people who abuse their spouses may or may not also abuse their kids, but the most troubling factor is, you know, those kids witnessing the abuse against one parent or the other, internalizing that, and then later on in life, exhibiting it in some way of their own.
All right, now here's partners. Yep. Here's one of the things, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but while we're on this part of the issue with you, it strikes me that we have, with the attention that is good, comes understanding that is bad, i.e., domestic or the accusations of domestic violence and abuse that are overblown or not appropriate. As a matter of fact, it gets used as a tool, as a weapon, even in relationships that men have with women and their children. You know as well as I do that there have been men and women who have been accused of these sorts of crimes that have not been guilty of it. And, you know, it's also, again, a definition of how far do you go. We can't hug anybody anymore in our society. We can't give kids hugs. Men can't hug other men without somebody saying this is a sexual thing. I find that to be disturbing, and I wonder what your view on that is.
I think you're right, Doug. I think, you know, obviously, and I, as a man, I recognize there are examples or situations of as you say, the overblown or embellished accusations of domestic violence or abuse, which are leveraged against men all the time, whether it's towards adult women or children. But I think those are the exceptions. I think, you know, reported over 5 million people, 5 million women and girls, are abused and raped in the U.S. alone. Annually.
I'm not suggesting, well, I'm not at all minimizing the problem.
Sure.
Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I just threw that in as an aside, again, sort of bringing Israel into the picture, because there's a priest, a rabbi here, who's been accused, a very prominent rabbi, accused of abusive, sexual, suggestive actions with another man because he hugged him. And I just think that we've had those sorts of things in America as well. So I think we have to be careful so as to not to overdo this, because I think there is a danger of not being able to find the middle ground, of not taking the stand that we need to with those people who are really abusers, and using it as a weapon against people you don't like. And that's kind of what my concern is.
Doug, I think, you know, I understand what you're saying. I think, though, personally, I would prefer to see, us err on the side. Err on the side of caution. I'm not saying that we should believe or vilify every person who's accused of harassment or abuse.
Well, but you know how the news media is. The news media convicts people before they've been to court. You know that, and I know that. So it's okay if it's, you know, sort of quiet, but if it becomes a public issue and you get it into newspapers and magazines and television programs, and, you know, oftentimes these people get convicted, and that's not right or fair, but it is reality.
I'll gently disagree on this, because I think that the media does do that, and having been a journalist, I recognize that. Yeah. But I think that the media more likely than not vilifies and ostracizes the survivor, the victim, mm-hmm. rather than the perpetrator. I mean, I think that's why with what happened at Syracuse and Penn State, people didn't come forward because they were afraid of the ostracization.
I think that's an excellent point.
And the stigma.
Point well made. Yeah, point well made. Now let's talk about Syracuse and Penn State in terms of your organization and the kind of things that you with men work around young people trying to prevent these sorts of things. How in the name of heaven could something as bad as this going on both schools not go detected or not be an issue or have taken this long to get to the surface?
I think, you know, because these are situations of male perpetrators abusing men or young men or boys, I think that added an additional layer of stigma, even then beyond what we normally see when women or girls are at the center of the story. I also think that these dominant sports cultures overwhelmed the victims and any aggressive pursuit of the truth. I mean, football teams and the basketball teams are high money makers. They're industries within the university system. Yeah. And I think that industry protected the alleged perpetrators. You know, one question I've been asking, you know, just raising rhetorically, but, you know, I don't raise it cynically, but one question I've been raising a lot since the Penn State scandal is what if you know, rather than young boys, the victims or the survivors had been women or young women? Would we even be talking about this issue? Because I think, you know, we can all, you know, pedophilia and abuse of children, you know, there's no disagreement that it's wrong, that we have to punish the perpetrators. We can all agree on that. When it comes to harassment and violence of women, there's more, you know, that's when we start questioning their credibility.
All right, let me take that on with you and with both Roberta and Maria, who are there with you in a moment. We'll pause. We're having a conversation with Jimmy Briggs, who's the founder of the Man Up campaign. How is it that domestic violence affects young people? The best example, or the worst example we can come up with, obviously, is the highly touted, highly reported on Syracuse and Penn State incidents. But are there others? You can bet your life there is. And how, again, does it affect, let's talk about these circumstances that they might affect women. It's 16 after the hour on Good Day.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
The and/or discounted item must be a vehicle or a valued item purchased. Exclusions apply. This is Toys R Us.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up.
Come on, Mom, let's go!
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Get extra savings and extra hours at Macy's Extra Special Sale. 20 to 60% savings, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Outerwear for all, 35 to 65% off. Cashmere sweaters for him and her, 50% off. All Keurig single-serve brewers, 30% off. Shop early till 11 p.m. at Macy's Extra Special Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Store hours vary.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Just for less than OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
Wait your turn.
Delayed price of gifts until 10.
Let the elf finish.
It's we gotta have a contest. We gotta get the Elf of the Year on here before you
most annoying
Christmas.
Voice.
Yeah. 19 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jimmy Briggs is with Roberta Fasanelli and Maria Bailey at the Liz Claiborne event, aimed at helping people understand the issue of domestic violence. So you heard the question, Roberta. Jimmy Briggs asking about how women are affected. Why don't you ask the question again, Jimmy? Because the audience may have forgotten.
Well, the question I raised, Doug, was in the context of the Penn State situation, and that if it had been
women or young women
rather than boys, would we even be talking about this?
Would we have had the information earlier? Is that your suggestion? Because of women, or not at all?
I don't think at all, actually.
Do you think it would be because of the credibility, that there was always a credibility issue when women come forth with an accusation of that nature? But yet when young men or boys do, or men do, there's not that stigma attached to it?
I think it's children in general. I think it's children, boys and girls. But I think when it's women, and this is, you know, from my experience, what I've been talking to young women and adult women about this issue, you know, they're so stigmatized, and they're told that, you know, if you come forward, be prepared for a lot of scrutiny and examination, and you will be blamed for what happened in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Why were you in the locker room? What were you wearing? What time were you there?
And you don't get that with young men.
No.
Why is that?
I think that men feel if a guy comes forward, there has to be some credible truth there, because the stigma is so much greater because your sexuality is being questioned.
Maybe that's what maybe this is a throwback to what I was saying a few minutes ago about how the society views in general some of these accusations, and I think we're making a good point. Jimmy Briggs continues as our focus is on the attack that ought to be made on domestic violence, the issues there, that level of focus is where we are. 21 after the hour.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts. A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our focus this hour is on this event in New York. Happens every year. I've been doing it with Roberta for at least 10 years that I can remember. And it started with the folks at Liz Claiborne back in 1991, actually. They've been working on the problem of domestic violence, trying to end it. And you'd say, well, there's still a problem, so they must not be doing their job. Well, how much better is it that we at least know what's going on? That's kind of what we're talking about here. If a woman had been a young woman in a situation similar to these kids at Penn State or Syracuse, would there have ever been anything that came of it? If a woman, and are we talking about a woman being sexually molested by a man or a woman? I would, as salacious as this sounds, and self-serving as it may sound, or maybe it's some people who think this is just, you know, me being extreme. I believe if one woman sexually assaulted another woman and the news media got a hold of it, it would get a lot of coverage.
Oh my God.
There'd be movies.
Yeah.
There'd be movies, right?
Yeah. Okay, so then we're talking about men and their relationship with either young men or young women in a circumstance like that. Is that, are we agreed to that? Not that it's, I mean, it's horrible no matter how you slice it. Any of these things are horrible. And it, is it a sign of an insincere society or an inept society or an immature society that we have these problems? What do you think, Roberta? I mean, Maria. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio is here with Roberta in New York at the Liz Claiborne thing. What about that? You do a lot of media. You're in touch with the people and their values. What do you think? What do you make of that?
I think that it really, to the point of, if it's women who are experiencing the violence, it's a much different thing than if it's a man or a boy who is experiencing the violence. And I'm not really sure why that is. I think because maybe Jimmy was saying, you know, it questions the sexuality of the young man. Although, quite honestly, in some ways it affects and questions the sexuality of the young girl, too. I mean, that's going to impact her for the rest of her life, you know.
Intimacy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
She's going to have intimacy problems well into her adulthood if she's a young child, and I think that's so discounted now. I almost think it's the standard is set in the bar is set so low that we just accept things like that because we see it so often that we become immune to it.
It's exasperating. I'm just sitting here thinking, my heavens, where
and
does
also,
this go? How do we prevent it? How do you educate children so that they will say something and they don't wait 10 years like they did here?
Well, a lot of that obviously is education. I think that's part of what, you know, Jimmy is trying to do is early education and preventive efforts with children, right, Jimmy?
It is. It is, Roberta.
But how do you give him this info, Jimmy, without scaring the pants off of him?
Well, from my experience, young people want to talk about these issues. And the problem is, one of the problems is that society doesn't create the space for them to do so. Not as children, not as adolescents, and even as adults. I mean, as adult men, and you mentioned this earlier yourself, Doug, we don't talk amongst each other about issues such as this. We don't challenge each other about issues such as this. So, you know, you're asking Maria about, you know, the role of the media. And I think that the media in society, it tells boys who become men, it presents this very skewed, negative type of masculinity or manhood.
It's not even just the news media. It's
everything about it.
Entertainment media.
Exactly.
It's music, which is pretty disgusting. All right, we can talk about this all day. Jimmy, you bring some good things to the surface. Thank you for being here. Jimmy Briggs is the founder of Man Up Campaign. Check it out. You can go to the Liz Claiborne website with a lot of info. And on Facebook, facebook.com/loveisnotabuse.
Thousands of people are bullied every year, and not just at school. A lot of it happens at work, and seniors are a target. I'm Aileen Ellis with these AARP employment tips from Primetime Focus. The EEOC tracks senior bullying, and it's way up. If this happens to you, here's what you can do about it. Number one, keep track of what was said or done and who was there when it happened. Number two, talk to an attorney. They'll research the company's internal policies and practices and see if there's a history of bullying there. They'll also explain your legal options. Number three, estimate how much it costs the company to deal with each bullying case that's come up. Did someone quit or sue? What happened then? Number four, find out if there are other older employees who are being bullied now. What are they going to do about it? Maybe you should file a class action suit. Finally, expect retaliation, but you may be able to collect damages even if you're fired. That's what Mary Bassey did. The 50-year-old waitress was really insulted when she was called old over and over as the company hired younger employees. But Mary fought back and received $60,000 for age discrimination and wrongful discharge. So don't let anyone call you pops or tell you you're too old to keep up. For more on workplace bullying, check out this month's copy of the AARP Bulletin. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV.
fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Facebook connection here. You can follow the conversation. It's not Facebook. Well, it is Facebook. We have several ways of following the conversation on Twitter. If you go to Facebook. Let's do Facebook first. Facebook.com/loveisnotabuse. And on Twitter, the live conversation is going on. You can follow it at ITT.
If you just search hashtag ITTTD,
right,
you'll get all the tweets.
Twitter.
Which stands for It's Time to Talk Day.
That's correct.
No, Roberta.
Well, it's easy to remember if you say what it stands for.
Well, I'm shocked.
Follow Good Day Show on Twitter, I'm tweeting right here from the event, so with the hashtag. Multiple
Maria
ways.
Bailey. I thought I almost got that pretty well, Richie, given my expertise when it comes to Twitter and all.
I do
take a little credit. Thank you very much. All right, let's keep going here. The ladies are at this event in New York, sponsored every year by Liz Claiborne. We have the opportunity to get to know over the course of the program and in the course of the last 10 years or so, a lot of people whose lives are dedicated, their professional life and their personal life, dedicated toward ending violence, partner violence, domestic abuse when children are involved, et cetera, et cetera. So Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio is in the studio, and actually not really a studio. You're up in a big, large sort of auditorium, right, Roberta?
It's a big, large room. It's like a radio row. There's lots of tables, and there's lots of different talk show hosts that are on the air or pre-recording things at the moment. So that's what the background noise is that you might hear.
Yeah, people are familiar now. People who love this format know what a radio row is at this point. So a number of radio hosts are dedicating some time today to this issue, and I feel is very appropriate. We now welcome Kim Wells, who is the executive director of the Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence. This is something, again, we've had people from the youth area, from the men, and now we have corporate sponsorships of this. What I find, Kim Wells, welcome to Good Day. What I find interesting is that more and more corporations are paying much more attention to social problems that their employees have. And I will give you an example that isn't part of this, although it could be tied into it. I know that the major airlines, for example, along with most big corporations, have a drug abuse employee or employees who are devoted to helping people in the various unions, various departments. If they have a problem with alcohol or any kind of addiction, there are people who are there that work full-time to intervene. So now, with that in mind, I wonder if there are people, obviously this is a full-time job for you, how many full-time people are there on the corporate level? Can you give us examples of some of the partners here who are doing something to try to end partner violence?
That's a you gave a very good example. There are companies all across the United States and actually around the world that are working to address domestic violence as a workplace issue. Liz Claiborne's one of them, Prudential, Allstate, American Express, Cigna, State Farm, Verizon, Avon.
So what does that tell us about the extent of the problem, Kim Wells?
That tells us that 21% of full-time employed adults are victims of domestic violence, and that it's a very costly problem. It's a health care, just as you were talking about having employee assistance programs, I think is what you were talking about.
Yeah, right.
No one leaves their problems at the door when they come into work, and if your problem is that you're being abused at home, that's going to impact you at the workplace. It's a health care problem. It's a productivity problem. It's an employee turnover problem. Unfortunately, it's a workplace safety issue. We hear just heartbreaking things about, oh, this person came to a workplace and shot their ex, partner and also killed other people at work. And that is hopefully something that can be prevented when you have these kinds of programs. And these companies, especially in this economy, being committed to this issue is really a win-win for the workplace and for those employees.
Well, and Roberta, and you're sitting there, Roberta and Maria, so feel free to jump in. I have my own spin and my own sort of experiences here, my own biases, but I want you to interject in terms of where you have worked over the years. Roberta, you've been in media, been in the news business. You were actually harassed by a couple of the hosts.
Starting with you, Doug.
No, not starting with me.
When I first started in the news business, it was quite interesting because I was the only woman. I was 22 years old in a newsroom with 30 men, the youngest of which was 10 years older than I was. And I remember at the time the head of the department saying to me, gee, it's too bad you're not African-American and a lesbian, basically saying that it's a good, that I was kind of like, the token. I was a token female in there. And yes, there were a lot of come-ons, and there were a lot of, we're talking the mid-70s here, so I don't think the workplace was as cognizant of this issue. And
let's define, though, when you said a lot of come-ons, men will be men, women will be women. There are plenty of good relationships that have come out of, finds at the workplace. I think the big thing here is knowing what's appropriate.
Well, in that case, I had to just really be one of the boys. That's how I dealt with it, was basically, adopting their language, adopting their stance, talking about the same things, and that's how I was able to deflect it, which I think in this day and age in the workplace, that would almost be unacceptable for a woman to do.
I think that's true. I think that's
it's a whole different society now.
And if you think about how much, when you're trying to learn those rules, that might impact how you're trying to do your job, and you're trying to think about. And then if you're thinking about a person who doesn't feel safe, they're afraid to go home at night, they're getting phone calls, they're getting emails, they're getting stalked at work, how much that impacts them, and then how much their coworkers are impacted because they know that this person's not safe. You think about those kinds of issues on top, or a person, let's say, is physically injured, and that's impacting them. and it's impacting the health care costs of an employer. These are the kinds of issues where these employers are standing up and saying, this is the kind of stuff that we want to make a difference about, because it really it impacts our community. And, you know, you talk about with young people, we want to stop this cycle. But as an employer, we want to be part of making a difference now to stop this, to say to somebody, if this is happening to you at home, we don't say that, you know, that's not our business. We believe it's everybody's business. You can come to us. You're not going to lose your job. We will help you. You know, we will do what we can to make sure that you're safe and that the other people that work for us are safe.
So things have changed a lot, thank goodness, for the last in the last 33,
it's
5 years.
It's enlightened self-interest, absolutely.
Yeah, the enlightened people feel the way you've just described, Kim Wells. That doesn't mean everybody who has a business feels that way.
No, I have a big job.
Well, here's what I'm wondering here, and then I want to get Maria's take on what she's experienced, because she basically has run her own business most of her adult life. The EAPs that we were talking about before, most of them have had the problem, and that's why they are effective counselors. And I wonder whether you've had this problem, and that's why you are involved in it yourself.
Oh, you mean dealing with domestic violence?
Yeah, no. Have you personally had this problem and brought it to work, or have you known somebody that has done this? I'm more interested in you and why you're.
Fortunately,
so
I have not experienced it myself, and I'm very fortunate. But unfortunately, yes, I do know people that have been impacted by the issue. Actually, my background is psychology. I was going to be a therapist, but I'm too bossy and I talk too much, so this kind of worked out better for me. But I do see.
You make a good talk host then.
Welcome to radio.
But I do see the difference that this makes in people's lives, that you can actually, and I do see the win-win with these companies I work with, you know, people saying, we see the difference it makes in our workforce, and seeing people who say, you know, if my company didn't do this, not only would I not have a job today, I wouldn't be alive today. Mm-hmm. And just to know that you are making a difference in that way for me, this is an amazing job to have.
Yeah. All right, let's pause for a moment. We'll come back. I want to get Maria's take on this, and because of what she does, I don't know, Kim, if she explained what she does. It's obvious what Roberta does. Maria wears a couple of hats, but mostly her business is all about teaching big corporations how to market well to women. And so in this role, she is with a lot of corporate executives, and I want to find out whether she's ever had this problem at the level that we're talking about. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Products keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
The and/or discounted item must be a vehicle or valued item. Purchase exclusions apply. This Toys R Us today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Dr. Travis Stork, ER physician and co-host of The Doctors, is educating people on the link between cholesterol and heart health and how diet and exercise may help.
A lot of us are walking around with high cholesterol and we don't even know it. We're making 200-plus health-related decisions every day, and many of those do affect our heart health, our cholesterol levels. So there are some things we can do. Oats have something called beta-glucan. That's a soluble fiber that when it gets in your gut, it forms a gel-like substance that almost acts like a sponge when it comes to cholesterol, and it helps you eliminate it naturally. So whether it's a bowl of oatmeal or a bowl of whole grain oat cereal like Cheerios, you can help improve your cholesterol profile.
3 grams of soluble fiber daily from whole grain oat foods in a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease. Cheerios has 1 gram per serving. To learn more about heart health and how Cheerios cereal may help lower cholesterol, visit Cheerios.com.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.
Just for the edification of those who are wondering about the Doug Stephan Good Day program, count the number of women on the air here versus the number of men who are on the air on this program.
I dare speak up in this hour.
Yeah. Yes, we come out ahead, definitely.
Yeah, you do come out ahead. We're having a conversation as this whole day is devoted to issues of partner violence, domestic violence. Kim Wills is the executive director of the Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence and works with companies all around our country. As a matter of fact, interesting that you've assisted folks here in Israel, where I am this week, in creating partnerships. We think again in terms of America, but this is and you just sort of referred to it tongue-in-cheek-ishly, but maybe even more so in the Middle East. It is a male-dominated society. Certainly the history of this area of the world and most areas of the world lead us to believe that men have been in charge since the Amazon period when they try to wipe out all of the Amazons. I bring that up because I was at a museum the other day here, Kim, and there's some interesting frescoes of women going back tens of thousands of years and how men have tried to, you know, get them out of the picture. And I think this is what's going on. We're coming back to a time when women are more influential, more powerful, as well it ought to be. And yet, maybe because men are so insecure, so many men are so insecure that this become. I mean, I think that's what it's all about, honestly. I think that there is a basic insecurity with many, if not most men, to women who are strong. I just think that it boils down to something that simple.
Well, or really the thing, you know, is that everyone really just has the right to be safe and secure at home with people who love them. Yeah. And I think that, you know, aside from the it's men, it's women, it's whoever, it's that right to be safe and secure at home. You know, it was funny when we went to Israel, people said, oh, Israel, aren't they worried about bombs? Aren't they worried about terrorism? Why are you going to talk about intimate partner violence in the workplace? It's like, because everybody has the right to be safe and secure at home. I think it's a simple concept.
Yep, right.
Simple concept. It's a simple concept in Jordan where we've been. It's a simple concept in Australia where we've been. It's a simple concept in the United Kingdom. It's a simple concept
everywhere.
In Turkey. It's a simple concept everywhere. And so really that's what we're talking about.
Maria, let's spend a minute talking about your experiences in the workplace and whether or not you have, not as your own boss, but when you approach people who you're selling, people that you're influencing, people earlier on in your life, have you had any inappropriate stuff that you worried about?
Well, when it comes to domestic violence, I think as a manager, I know that when I was at the Miami Herald and working for Knight Ridder, it's extremely difficult to manage people in the workplace that are coming into the workplace bringing that kind of, and I hate to use the word baggage, but those situations to their desk every day. And you know, I saw it in call center women, I saw it in fellow managers, and I saw it in some degree with vice presidents that worked around me. And Kim and I were talking, and Roberta earlier about this. I think it's even more difficult when you are an accomplished or professionally accomplished woman, and you go home every night to some kind of abuse. It's like you can't figure it out because, in one hand, you've got your life together, and then you go home at night, and it's definitely not
falls
together.
Apart.
Right.
Yeah, and that got to bother it's got to get in the way of what you do for work. Kim Wells with the Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence, one of the many people voicing opinions, important work, conversation live on Twitter, hashtag ITTTD. To share updates from this event going on. Roberta Fasanelli, Maria Bailey, keep that conversation going on Twitter. Thank you.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
High-profile cases. In one, the sentence is delivered. In the other, more charges are filed. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. He was convicted this past summer of trying to sell President Obama's former U.S. Senate seat for cash and political favors. He is now going to prison for a long time. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich receiving his sentence yesterday from a federal judge, a sentence of 14 years. Here's what Blagojevich himself had to say outside the courthouse in Chicago following the sentencing.
This is a time to be strong. This is a time to fight through adversity. This is a time for me to be strong, for my children, be strong for Patty.
And as for what's next,
we're going to keep fighting on through this adversity and see you soon.
Blagojevich did not comment directly on whether he will appeal his conviction and sentence, but he is expected to do just that. The date he has to report to prison, February 16th. In the other high-profile case we spoke of, Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State assistant football coach, under arrest in jail on a dozen new sex crime charges. State police took Sandusky from his home in handcuffs yesterday after two more people came forward alleging that he sexually molested them. Sandusky was already facing 40 counts of sexual abuse. Bail for Sandusky was set at $250,000. He must post that full amount to be released and would then wear an ankle monitor. The number of boys Sandusky is accused of molesting is now 10. His initial court hearing is set for next Tuesday. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on four qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon. And we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale ends 12/10. Rebate ends 1/3. Coupon due through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get extra savings and extra hours at Macy's Extra Special Sale. 20 to 60% savings, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass.
Outerwear for all, 35 to 65% off. Cashmere sweaters for him and her, 50% off. All Keurig single-serve brewers, 30% off. Shop early till 11 p.m. at Macy's Extra Special Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Store hours vary.
On Wall Street, not a lot of movement for the stock market yesterday. The Dow finished with a 46-point gain to 12,196. S&P up 3 points. NASDAQ lost less than half a point. This is the sound of strong winds buffeting much of the East Coast with heavy rain and, in some cases, heavy snowfall today. Forecasters expecting significant snowfall in parts of Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and upstate New York. New England getting some snow as well. The heaviest snowfall expected in the higher terrains of the Poconos and Green Mountains, which is great for those ski areas. Do you like breakfast cereals? Well, there's a new study from the Environmental Working Group that tells us Honey Smacks, Golden Crisp, and Wheaties Fuel are the most sugary breakfast cereals. In fact, those three cereals have more sugar in one serving than a Hostess Twinkie. He was one of the stars of the TV show MASH from the mid-70s into the early 80s. He played Colonel Sherman T. Potter. Actor Harry Morgan died yesterday at his Los Angeles area home. He was 96. MASH, not the only TV show he will be remembered for. The police show Dragnet back in the 60s. Morgan played Officer Bill Gannon alongside Jack Webb's Joe Friday. And finally, let's take a trip to Midtown Manhattan, New York City during the holiday season. Yeah, this is what you'll find. It's known as gridlock, going nowhere fast. Now, if you don't want to drive in New York City because of all the traffic, you can always opt for the subway. But if you don't know the subway system and you fear getting lost, how about a city bus? That's it, a bus with a few specific bus lines to avoid. A group called the Strap Hanger Campaign recently gave out a few awards for dubious service. Gene Rushinoff is with this group. He says the Schleppy Award went to the M101, 102, and 103 lines as the city's least reliable bus.
The Schleppy Award is appropriately golden elephants trundling along.
I can't be any more of a schlep than listening to you describe it. But wait, there's another award, the so-called Pokey Award, for New York City's slowest bus, the M50 line, which runs crosstown, clocking in at an average speed of 3.5 miles per hour.
You can push a lawnmower faster across Midtown than it takes the M50 to go from 1st to 12th Avenue.
Maybe that's the best idea of all for getting around Manhattan. Get a riding lawnmower. If you're headed to New York City for the holidays, just remember, once you get there, you're not going anywhere. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.